mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had the Madrid bombing a year and a half ago on 3/11, 911 days after 9/11. A lot of bizarre numerology now coming out on this, on 7/7. The globalists are obsessed with it. It's their hidden language, hidden in plain view. And, of course, back on May 5th, we had the blast strikes UK consulate in the U.S., just little bitty firecracker bombs. They call them a blast, and they try to do that to fearmonger. New York police are looking for clues as to who set off two explosive devices outside the building that houses the British consulate in Manhattan. Of course, he never found out who did that. And now today, in between 4 and 8 bombings, no one knows because, again, if a bomb goes off in a subway, it sends blast waves down the tube, and then people at different train stations report seeing their own explosions as the smoke and fire dissipates. So, you know, Blair's about to be flushed out of government. Magically, you know, there's a bombing that just barely gets him over the hurdle back on May 5th. Now, accelerate towards July 7th, months later, and conveniently there are these horrible attacks, and they're saying between 40 and 60 dead. As this develops, what news are you getting now, Simon Aronowitz, journalist from London? Any new developments?
Well, nothing really new. As I said, all we're getting is the paucity of official pronouncements and very little actually else to go on. And as I said to you earlier, Alex, this is just down to the fault of the media not doing their job properly. On radio phone-in shows, it's somewhat different because they're inviting people to call in. But most people are sitting staring at their TVs like I am.
Well, we're going to do this. We're going to give first preference to people from England, especially from London. But we'll take calls coming up in 30 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. If you're calling from London and have a comment, we'll go to your calls earlier than 30 minutes from now. 1-800-259-9231. Joining us from the United Kingdom as well is our in-shop analyst and, of course, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson, joining his fellow countrymen, of course, Simon Aronowitz of ThoughtCrimeNews.com, who is in London. We just had David Shaler, MI5 on, former MI5, in the last hour, saying that the clear motive here shows U.S. government involvement. Let's go ahead now and go back to Paul Watson. Paul, thanks for coming on. We're about to break here, but what intel are you getting? What's most important?
Well, the latest, Alex, is that they've found another suspect package on another bus. It appears as if it might have been an attack designed to be wider in scope, like we suspect 9/11 was. Bottom line is that I don't have a crystal ball, but as you know, I've appeared on this show dozens and dozens of times and on several occasions.
Saying they're going to attack the subway.
Yeah, and it wasn't a prediction that was hard to make because John Stevens, the former police chief, was saying it was not a matter of if but when an attack would occur. And we had the articles back in April of last year where the Stasi campaign was in full effect on the underground and on all public transport with the posters encouraging people to report on each other.
Well, we're going to go over all of this when we get back from break, but please continue.
Yeah, and I just want to point out the similarities to the Madrid bombing because it seems they've carried out the attack in a very similar way.
And then, of course, right on the eve of the, as Blair was having the election back in May, there was this little firecracker bomb going off at the embassy. I mean, look at who has the motive over and over again with this.
The motive is clear. 15% of the country supports the government from the last election. 83% in the last BBC poll were against national ID cards, which is a complete turnaround from 80% being for them. So the motive is clear.
All right, let's go over those 4 points when we get back and take calls. We're going to have Simon Aronowitz with us chiming in as well, a journalist there in London right now. And it will also analyze the incredible comments of former MI5 agent David Shaler as well on the other side. So stay with us. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're 8 minutes, 12 seconds into the second hour. It is 7705. Attacks on the London Underground, their tube, their subway system, and their buses occurred after 8:30 Greenwich Mean Time this morning. And this is the fog of war. We have news services picking up old BBC articles about somebody throwing a firecracker basically at the British Embassy 2 months ago and saying, oh, it just happened, and we even pick up on it. We have the British government for over an hour reporting this morning that it was electrical shorts had caused buses and trains to explode, again, hurtling dismembered bodies and injuring hundreds and killing between 40 and 60. Again, a bunch of different reports, so a lot of this is sketchy. Even 6 hours or longer after this occurred. So to try to give us some focus on this was former MI5 agent David Shaler in the last hour. Also, we have Simon Aranowitz doing a great job at ThoughtCrimeNews.com. We also have Paul Joseph Watson, of course, no stranger to this broadcast, analyst and webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, and all of our websites are loaded with information on this right now. We've been on this since it started. Paul and, of course, Simon Aranowitz have, being 6 hours ahead of us or behind us, depending on how you look at it. But bringing both of you gentlemen up, Paul Watson, go over those 4 points you wanted to get into in the last little segment, then I want to get comments on your comments and analysis by Simon Aranowitz. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, just before that, the latest is that they're now saying they're going to almost immediately reopen the train and bus services. So So we have the contradiction of them finding packages on buses and reopening the services. Who in their right mind would want to get on a train now? Very contradictory. But as I mentioned, I compared it to the Madrid bombing, and it came out that the bombers, and this was in the BBC, must have had regular access to the most secure areas of the rail system. And in this case, we have previous reports, which are posted on the website from the London Evening Standard, that state that the tube system was going to be closed for days at a time for, quote, improvement to be made. You'll remember that the World Trade Center had several power downs in the weeks and days before 9/11, where special personnel were going in and out of the building, giving them ample opportunity to plant the bombs.
Same thing happened with the trains.
Yeah, and so we have these strange shutdowns beforehand. We have the fact that they lowered the guard on June 7th. It was in the Financial Times MI5 downgrade terror threat to UK businesses, where they said the threat from international terrorism was lower in the UK than at any time since September 11th.
And clearly, Paul, I want to comment from Simon on this. Clearly, we've looked at the Madrid bombing. I mean, the evidence is clear. That's government. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've got those articles posted on prisonplanet.com, whereby the bombers had access to the secure areas of the train. The government first tried to blame it on ETA, a Basque group in Spain, and then quickly changed the explanation to Al-Qaeda. They wanted to blame it on ETA to bolster support for the government, because at that time, before the election, the government was waging the war against ETA. So if it was blamed on ETA, by their logic, the people would have supported the government.
But that backfired on them, and then we had them arresting informants and staged arrests that turned out that they were really government agents. We had them going in and killing a few of the patsies so there wouldn't be any witnesses, and the police cleared the building and then blew it up. We had all of this evidence. Simon Aranowitz, comments on what Paul's saying?
Well, it's very difficult at this stage to know exactly what's going on, but you know, when you think about it, being able to get into put anything off behind the scenes is so much easier if you know, you have access to security passes and you know the routines, and you know you're one of the boys who works here and perhaps works for the Home Services. The thing is that as far as powering down the tube, they've been doing maintenance work on the tube for months, if not years, and it's very easy to get into anything because there's always something shut down at the weekend. I mean, we're on Thursday today, but you know, they have CCTV cameras and they can catch people, and they probably knew, you know, if they're following terrorists around, they probably knew who was going to pull this off in advance.
I thought you were safe under the watchful eyes with the big posters of the Big Brother watching you.
Well, I don't know. They did actually have on the press conference before, one of the journalists asked the Metropolitan Police representatives there about the advance warnings, and they refused to comment on whether there are any warnings or not.
Yeah, Paul, let me get your comment on Benjamin Netanyahu being warned and then the AP pulling those reports.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been all over this like white on rye since it first started. And the key piece of evidence, which they're now trying to cover up and saying they had no advanced knowledge of, both Israel and the police here in Britain, is that, and I first saw this on Fox News, they actually got it before anyone else on the television, but Israeli radio reported that Benjamin Netanyahu was due to travel from one hotel to another to give a speech. The second hotel was adjacent to the site of the first bombing, and they said that Netanyahu got a warning before the first bombing not to travel to the second hotel, and that Scotland Yard had passed on that warning to Israel. Now, about an hour...
You know, what was this presentation really all about, as if it was about economics?
Well, exactly.
Well, it's very curious that, I mean, over and over, we know they warned Mayor Willie Brown not to fly on 9/11. We know they warned Salman Rushdie. We know they warned all these people, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's MSNBC, but then we're supposed to ignore all this. Then MSNBC went and checked, as well as New York Daily News, with the locals. The buildings were half empty compared to their regular amount on one of those weekday mornings. And it turned out it wasn't an urban legend. People really were warned. This time, though, the AP puts out these reports, Israeli radio does put out these reports, and now they're just editing the reports in real time, Paul.
That's right, an hour after the first report came out. Because the first report was on Israeli National News website, so I immediately thought, that website's going to have problems. So I saved it in our format, and subsequently that website did have problems. So then I began checking other news sources for articles on this matter mentioning Netanyahu. And about an hour after the first report, the Associated Press started changing their articles. No retraction, as you said, just changing the articles. So it said that Netanyahu got the warning after the first blast, not before.
And another key point on this is how ridiculous it is. Within hours, Al-Qaeda was supposedly taking responsibility, but then it said some unknown website on a message board. So now you could go on a message board and say, as you said, Paul, I'm Santa Claus, and then they would say Santa Claus takes responsibility. Simon Aronowitz, Paul, comments on that.
They can change the story as much as they like, Alex, but they also talked about the Netanyahu thing on Sky News, and my VCR's been running since 10:30 this morning.
Well, you got to get that loaded to the web immediately, because I was watching Fox News before I went on air, and they were going, oh, it just came from some little website, it's all disinformation. You know, this has classic disinformation written all over it, where somebody shoots it out on the web, changing dates on BBC articles that a firecracker's gone off in the U.S., then meanwhile they're saying that a power surge caused all these things to explode, when any fool would know on the ground with blown up buses and trains that this wasn't the case. We've got them again. This is, and then Simon, again, your BBC source that you talked to, this is a big news item, Paul, we've got to get this up, told you that this is all very unusual how the reporting is being handled.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're a very much establishment person, and we see the world very differently, but they agreed, yes, okay, the cameras should be out there, and you're right, no, they're not. And as for them changing stories, you know, they can come out and say that Sunday comes after Tuesday and there's 9 days in the week and 36 hours to a left monstrosity, but it makes no difference. We know how the world really works.
We've got to decipher and jump through all these hoops of disinfo that's spewing out. Paul, getting back to Netanyahu, I mean, this is Israeli official government radio saying this, but now Fox News is saying it just came out of the Easter Bunny's basket.
Well, that's right. We have the contradiction whereby Netanyahu gets the warning before the first blast, and yet for an hour afterwards, and this is when I first turned the television on, and I was quite relieved because I said it's an accident, you know, they won't use this for gas mileage to fulfill their agenda. For an hour afterwards, it was a power surge, and both BBC and Rupert Murdoch's Sky News were pretty adamant that it was an accident.
You know, that gave them time. And normally they would seize on that to fearmonger. That gave them time to get all the real witnesses out of the way of the cameras.
That's right, and it proves that they knew it was a bombing and not an accident, because Netanyahu got the warning, and yet for an hour we were told it was an accident. So they knew and deliberately put that misinformation out. And on that subject, I mean, I've got an article in front of me from last November where before the Queen's speech, whereby the national ID card legislation was introduced, ITV news journalists who have in the past got caught faking the Serbian death camp reports, which started the bombing of Serbia, basically, were meeting with government lobbyists, and they, in fact, according to the London Independent, cooked up a fake terror alert whereby planes were about to crash into the Canary Wharf building.
Yeah, it was complete. It was nonsense.
And it was right on the eve of the Queen's speech.
So we've caught them trying to cook up fear to get national ID cards passed, and now Blair and others are out saying, see, we're right, see, we're under attack, see, you got to support us.
Now, the issue here, Alex, is also that the press are not doing their job properly, and many of the people in the press are just, you know, they're too busy following patterns to realize that they're not doing their job properly. I mean, where's the press today interviewing people independently? Where was the? We had one small expose about how the Ryson plot was nonsense and never existed. And what about the encounter that I had with Sam Smith at the New York Times with regard to Silverstein, where they decided that Silverstein's quote about pulling the building, this is a quote from Sam Smith when I said, why don't you put it in the story? Sam Smith said to me, I didn't feel it was crucial to the story. These are the journalists that we have, and I think
it's a story poo-pooing that the towers were pulled and Building 7 was pulled, but it isn't pertinent that Silverstein comments on that.
Well, it's not important, but it wasn't crucial to the story to actually put the quote in to let the readers decide for themselves.
All right, we'll be right back with Simon Aronowitz and Paul Watson and your calls. A ton of analysis straight ahead.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
All right, folks, your calls are coming up in the next segment. David in Mass, Ron in New York, Gil in Texas, Tom in Wisconsin, John in Ohio, everybody. But we're going to give each caller about 60 seconds so they have a chance to respond. Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com will be riding shotgun, and so will Simon Aranowitz of ThoughtCrimeNews.com. Both these gentlemen are just great political minds and do so much amazing research. And Simon has recently traveled around Europe exposing 9/11 with the 9/11 truth meetings and that they've had. And I want to, later in the third hour, get into the full context and kind of review the Bali bombing, review the Madrid bombing, review the Putin bombings. These are all admittedly government. Then look at Northwoods, look at Operation Gladio, look at Gulf of Tonkin, look at all these other examples. This fits the classic MO. And it looks like the same security service, whoever they are, carried out this attack that carried out the Madrid situation. Paul, during the break we were talking, Sky News, which is the Fox equivalent over in England by Murdoch, is busy running Al-Qaeda training tapes now. So because somebody on a message board said Al-Qaeda did it, why don't you go to a message board and say that the Fruit Loop Toucan did it, Toucan Sam did it, and we'll see Toucan Sam on the news. Paul, let's talk about the propaganda now itself from these blasts. We don't even know how many yet because they're still putting out confused disinfo. But, I mean, just watching TV, oh, we need to worship our governments, give up all our rights, have troops on the streets. We've got to attack more countries. See, this shows how evil Al-Qaeda is. Boy, they already know who did it, Paul.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the so-called claim on the website. There are also claims on alternative forums that the Anunnaki shape-shifting lizards were behind the attack. So does that mean we should take that as evidence that they were behind the attack?
Well, I think you should use that as an example. Yes, I saw that. There are major websites saying Reptoids did it, so as much credibility as Al-Qaeda.
But now on Sky News, they're showing Al-Qaeda training videos of Al-Qaeda, supposed Al-Qaeda members jumping through flaming hoops and storming buildings and so forth. And they're
creating the psychological effect see, they're going to get you. Let's get Ranowitz's comment on that. Simon?
Well, I'm waiting for the toucan to hold a press conference. I guess he's the first one to get there.
Well, it's on a website. The Toucan Sam did it, Simon.
Yeah, well, what about SpongeBob SquarePants? Maybe he did it, too.
I'm laughing. This is so sick. You know, this terror attack is very real and a very real threat at the hands of the globalists. I know in my guts and from the past evidence and past M.O., you know, it's like if you got a child molester on the block who's been convicted three times of it, and then a little girl goes missing, do you go raid all the other houses of people with no criminal records, or and do you leave the child molester alone? No. The government of England and of the U.S. have constantly been caught doing this. Israel's been caught. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, they've been caught creating false Al-Qaeda groups. Gentlemen, and carrying out attacks as a pretext for war. Comments on that?
Well, I mean, maybe we should take Paul Harvey's line of argument and just nuke London. I mean, that would probably solve the problem at the moment.
Well, that's right. Nuke Fallujah because 20 people killed a few contractors. Let's kill a city of 80,000 people. Yeah, Paul Harvey, why not nuke London? Simon, are you ready to be nuked?
Well, could you give me 24 hours to move, please? but as far as, I mean, if you think about, as I said, the anatomy of this attack, the people who were attacked here, these were not really stations where there's serious money flowing around. Liverpool Street is in the city, but Edgware Road certainly isn't. And the buses, people who travel on the buses, you know, you're not talking about people who travel to work in a $200,000 Mercedes. Who were they attacking?
Well, isn't Liverpool working class?
No, this is Liverpool Street Station, and it is in the city of London. But they're mainly hitting, you know, your average guy going to do a job for the day. And it's not as if they wanted to attack the capitalist classes, well, the World Trade Center was certainly a better target than a train full of your average workers.
Well, the whole thing, I mean, bottom line, Simon Ranowitz from your years of study, Paul Watson from your years of study, do you agree this fits the classic MO, the classic signature, and that it's an inside job?
I believe so.
I do too. I mean, I'm just looking at the emotional propaganda pouring out now. They've mocked up emotive videos of crying women with soft blue backgrounds and then are linking in images of Madrid, Bali, and 9/11.
Meanwhile, images of Al-Qaeda charging. By the way, that's on our TV now.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they would piggyback this on the back of London being awarded the Olympics yesterday, because Simon said that the majority of Londoners are not too keen, to say the least, to have the Olympics in London. And yet yesterday we saw endlessly repeated scenes of people crying tears of joy on the streets of London. And all the kudos for that went to Tony Blair, who supposedly lobbied the Olympic Committee before he went to the G8. So
nobody wants it here.
So people are warming to Blair, it sets him up as the hero, and then this happens and furthers that.
All right, we got a break. When we get back, we'll take calls, recap a lot of this, go into more detail. And Paul, get a link up there, too, to the Israeli terrorist information. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Literally, folks, during the breaks, I'm conferring with Simon Aronowitz. I'm conferring with Paul Watson. Paul is writing an article that I'm, of course, aiding him in a joint article while we're doing this broadcast. We're actually writing articles. We already have several articles Paul is putting together, done just a great job on PrisonPlanet.com, also posted on InfoWars.com. Simon Aronowitz, great reporting going up on ThoughtCrimeNews.com. They'll be with us until the bottom of the next hour, then we'll just take calls for the last 30 minutes of the next hour. And we're going to start taking your calls right now. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Simon Aronowitz, Paul Watson, before we go to these calls, quickly, in 60 seconds apiece, sum up the bottom line, who stands to gain, the most key issues concerning these bombings this morning. Simon Aronowitz.
Well, as David Shaler said earlier, the opponents of civil liberties, the people who want to take our liberties away, who want to bring in the ID card, who want to bring in civil contingencies bill, put martial law out there with troops on the streets, they want to put chips in our hands and our arms, that want to track everywhere we drive and charge us $3 a mile. Those are the people who benefit from this. The Arabs in the Middle East, the ones who are complaining at the way our foreign policy works, they're not benefiting from this at all.
Just like the head of the Chechens said, your government's bombing your own buildings. Why would I do this and bring your wrath upon us? You know, right, and it came out Putin was the one doing it. His own agents quit and went public. And again, I'm not saying Israel did this. I think it's clearly this is probably a British job, but they'll use foreign services. They'll aid each other. They're all linked. But you know, of the suspects, CIA or Defense Intelligence or any of the other secret agencies, even more secret than that, or out of Mossad or Shin Bet or MI6, or Army Intelligence, who we've seen in England in the past carry out the bombings themselves under MI6 control. You got to remember, folks, Haaretz and UPI and Jerusalem Post reported the same thing they have at Guantanamo Bay. They would kidnap literally thousands of young Palestinians, take them, torture 15-year-olds until they're 20 years old, release them, give them machine guns, weapons, you know, recruit them, make them love their captors. Then they're allowed to go around bombing, killing, doing whatever they want, killing Jews, killing other innocent people, so the military-industrial complex of Israel can keep control of the Jews, who were just as enslaved, by the way, and keep control of the Palestinians. So it's the same story over and over again. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, it was made pretty clear to me who was behind it as soon as Blair came out and said, he said what amounted to, it was an attack on the G8, and I've heard news commentators say that it was an attack on globalization itself. Which
oh, so now it's an attack on the global government. Listen, Scott, I want you to go download, it'll be all over the place, it's probably already posted. We need to get Blair's comments, we're just a few minutes long today, and get Lord Bush's comments, type into Google Bush and Bush's comments from the G8 on the bombing, Blair's comments. Let's get those and play those in the next hour. We'll line that up for you, folks. Simon, comments to what Paul just said.
Well, as I said as well, that Bush came out and tried to make out like G8 is supporting alleviating poverty in the world and Africa, and these attacks have been perpetrated by the enemies of that alleviating of poverty. So now Bush is aligning himself with Bob Geldof and with Live 8 and saying that these guys are opposed to that.
I heard Bush say global warming is real yesterday, when actually the Earth is going into a cooling phase. And by the way, there is some heating geographically around cities of about 3 degrees due to concrete, which does heat up, and plants absorb heat and then dissipate it through photosynthesis. It is the opposite with cities. So some areas are heating up. Geological stuff is heating up. Some of the oceans are heating up, but other areas are cooling down. But now Bush is saying it's all real.
Alex, if I could just cut in for a second, I think I probably misspoke before when I said when I spoke to Sam Smith, I think I probably said the New York Times, and I meant the New York Post, with regard to that Silverstein story.
Brother, that's talk radio. We're moving a million miles an hour. Thank you for correcting that, but that is no big deal. All right, and we'll talk about that before you leave a few minutes. That's important. All right, that's it. We'll go to your calls now. Just everybody's tuning in wanting to hear the basics, and we'll recap those at the end of this hour, but quickly, so everybody gets a chance. David and Mash, you're first up. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello, hi. David.
Hey, how are you, Alex? And hello, Paul, Simon, too.
Hi.
I have four nephews, Alex, that live in the London area. I'm over there usually once a week, once a year, or thereabouts.
My parents are going this weekend.
Oh, good luck. Yeah, I've tried to contact them. Now, look, Alex, let's just look at the timeline here. Bush's approval rating is way down, okay?
It's really at 27% in the respective polls.
Exactly.
The Karl Rove thing's coming out, yes.
Yes, and that's...
CAFTA's probably going to pass the House and pass while we're busy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, and Prime Minister Blair has just held on barely, and the Labor Party lost a lot of seats in the
election. By his fingernails.
That's right. So, I mean, look at again. We also know by the reporting of Daniel Estulon and Jim Tucker at the Bilderbergs that they're very upset. The Patriot Movement, of course, is not. They're very upset at that. Their plans aren't going through. I mean, let's look at again who gains. They're up at the G8 right now. They're probably using this as a method to jumpstart again to get France back on board to signing the European Union Constitution.
Well, no, they're already saying we've got to come together. These are enemies of globalism. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah. Here's my fear. You have in America a situation where 50% of people believe that Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden are the same person. You'll have a good majority, not as many, because as Simon said, we're more cynical, that also believe that. I just hope and pray that they don't end up blaming this on groups linked to Iran, because we already know that they're behind schedule. They're already performing bombings in Iran as a pretext to unsettle the government.
We've already got several thousand special forces, British and U.S., sneaking around Iran right now.
That's right.
Paul, can I ask you something? I want to know. I've been trying to contact my family members there via cell phone, and of course I can't get through. I've heard rumors that the cell network is down. Is that true?
Some of the cell networks are down. I couldn't even call Paul today on his cell phone. Major phone problems all over the country.
I'll tell you what it is. You've got all these people stuck in London, and they're all trying to phone home, and everybody's trying to call each other and find out if everyone's okay.
Yeah, same thing happened on 9/11.
Yeah, there's only a finite capacity out there, and you can't get a call through. Yeah, that's all.
Okay,
that's
David, thank you so much for the call. And you know what? He brought up something I mentioned at the first of the broadcast. I dropped the ball on. I think we kind of all did here. So focused on the bombing. We're not meant to look at CAFTA about to pass the House, starting past the Senate. We're not looking at Karl Rove selling out hundreds of CIA agents just to burn a plane. We're not looking at Alberto Gonzalez for the Supreme Court position. We're not looking at a lot of key issues now because of this. Gentlemen, comments.
Alex, I've got another angle on that one. Someone flagged up for me this morning that Robert Redford has come out against Bush. But when I did a search for Robert Redford, just a week ago, he was seen leaving Bob Woodward's house with a copy of Woodward's new book in his hand. Well, Woodward's a player, so if Redford is coming out and saying, I hate Bush, well, has someone put him up to it?
Yeah, it's all very interesting, so this will be a unifying effect. Paul?
Well, yeah, there's also a possibility, as has been floated with these attack on globalization quotes, that it could be attributed to anti-G8 anarchists, which in the past, for example, with the World Trade Center organization in Seattle, these anarchists have been proven to be under the authority of the establishment.
Housed by the government, protected, controlled by Delta Force. That's the Seattle Post-Intelligencer in my film, Police State 2, the takeover. The same M.O. yesterday, you'd have 20 of these guys burn a trash can, hit a cop. The cops would do nothing. The news would zoom in on it. Then the anarchists would retreat, and the police would attack the peaceful protesters. The exact same signature.
That's right.
It is. The same thing going on in Scotland. Some of our Londoners are up in Scotland at the moment as 9/11 activists in the G8 crowd. And they're unfortunately getting caught up in the police response, but they agree that the balaclavaed and the hooded people in black who are going and cause the trouble are not being arrested, and everybody else is being caught up in the dragnet instead. And for the most part, 99% of it is peaceful up there, but what you see on the news is just the violent stuff.
Who are protected and housed in government facilities in New York, in D.C., in Seattle, in London, same M.O., literal police intelligence officers are leading the anarchist groups. I've had them threaten me here in Austin and admit they're feds. 5 years ago at the World Economic meetings they've had here, it's just over and over and over again. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes, Ron.
Three things really quick. If you want to know whether Benjamin Netanyahu had advance notice, you guys are pretty crafty. Usually these economic conferences have schedules for their speakers.
Did he not show up?
If he was late for his appointment, then you can make a pretty good presumption that he had prior notice. Secondly, right away now, they've dragged out former special FBI agent James Kallstrom all over the New York talk circuit, talking about how we must expand the Patriot Act to protect you. And expand the FBI. He even made a semantical lie when he said the FBI is only half the size of NYPD, when in fact it's almost about the same size as NYPD. And thirdly,
aren't there 10,000, 11,000 FBI agents?
Well, I think it's more than that. Since 9/11, they did a lot of hiring. I think that the FBI is now.
I mean, actual agents, not support.
Well, whether they're agents or support, I do know the number is about the 30-some-odd thousand mark. Well, whether it breaks down as to how many agents, I don't know, but I do know they employ about 30-some-odd thousand people.
Yeah, yeah.
And in addition to that, I noticed that the London police have done a very, very effective job. As a matter of fact, it's almost strikingly shocking at preventing man-on-the-street interviews of people who are in the affected areas. I mean, a big event like this, and I think here on New York Press, if I saw the same three people, of which two of them were swatted away by a female Bobby, it seems as though either the press don't want to interview people on the street in England or they're prohibited.
Come out. Who told the Bobbies, and we've been seeing this, to stop people from doing interviews and then only have select interviews?
Yeah, well, that's what I've noticed. I mean, it's amazing the lack of men.
Ron, you've called before. As a retired NYPD police officer, you brought up some good investigative points here. What does this look like to you?
My guess is this is a situation that there might have been advance notice on that is now being manipulated for various purposes.
Well, it looks to me like they're going to be rolling out Apache very soon.
As a matter of fact, Alex, remember last week I called you with a concern for the New York City subway system?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, it turns out I was right about subways, but it was wrong about the city. It was London. But and you yourself have been predicting. As a matter of fact, Alex, I think you almost hit a dead bang. You said in a broadcast once in the summer, and you said July or August something was going to happen. You know, you pretty much, if I recall correctly, were on the money. This is predictable. If you have your eyes open and your head is not in a cloud and you're not worried about American Idol and this nonsense, you could think clearly. You could see this. It's just a matter of geometric logic, putting it all together.
Well, we know the past activities. Look, we know the government is behind all the other big events. I mean, all of them. We got their own manuals, their own admissions. I mean, look, they put Kermit Roosevelt on NPR last year admitting, it was tapes he made in the 80s, that they carried out bombings in Iran to blame it on Mossadegh. I mean, these people 50 years later come out and admit all this. I'm sick of it. And so, again, you heard my analogy earlier, Ron, if you were listening then, that if a child's been kidnapped on a street, the police don't go raid all the houses of people who don't have convictions of being child molesters, but they go to the child molester and they question him. But again, the government is the child molester. We just ignore him. A quick comment from you, then I want comments from our guest.
Okay, my guess is that, as I said, and I want to repeat this because those fellows are on the ground in England. If you can, however you can, check out the schedule for that economic conference. If he was late going to that conference, because I understand it was near one of the blast sites, then that would presume that he may have been forewarned by British intelligence.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ron. And again, we know this came out on official Israeli radio that this happened. Now they're trying to abscond with the facts and cover it up. But comments, Simon and Paul, on what Ron just said.
Well, as you know, Ron has obviously pointed to the lack of press coverage. I think it's the press not wanting to cover it, because they're quite happy to do it on their radio phone-in shows, but not with cameras. And it's there and it's gone. If someone just phones in, you're never going to find out who it is again. And this shows that we need to support more than ever independent media, because it's very difficult to get a camera into London right now.
If we notice money, they started shutting down the big indie media sites days before this in London.
Well, yeah, they've been seizing servers, and this just goes to show that we're doing more to get the truth out than the so-called mainstream media. We need to bypass them, and people need to support us so we can do a better job with more resources.
Exactly, Paul.
Well, in response to the caller, Netanyahu remained in his hotel room, according to the report. Never went, because he got the warning. Again, on the previous...
And what time was he scheduled to be there? Because it's key to show, to find out, was it before the blast he canceled? Was he scheduled at 9 o'clock or whatever to give the speech? Or did he... or was the cancellation... we have to find that specific information. And then we'll have these people red-handed.
I'll have to try and get it tomorrow.
I remember reading it was 9 a.m., but that's not confirmed.
But that's when he was supposed to be there. He would have left long before.
But what I wanted to mention is something we were talking about earlier, suspicious nature of the low casualty figures, because Sky News are now playing footage of people on the London Underground, and at that time, as is shown on the video, people basically nose-to-nose, as Simon said, something like 100 per carriage, 100 per train. And then with the bus bombing, you have the top of the bus blown completely off, but then you have eyewitnesses across the street reporting only a handful of bodies, not even, fatalities at that. So maybe it was like 9/11, it was meant to be much wider in scope, but in fact it wasn't. It's very suspicious, the low amount of death.
All right, thank God.
37 dead at the moment.
37 dead?
That's what they're saying at the moment.
Okay, because they say 40, 60, all these different numbers. Gil in Texas. Gil, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Gil.
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening to the gentleman over in London. I happen to watch, this may be totally unrelated, but I happen to be watching the Nuclear Biological Chemical Channel, NBC, last night for Law and Order, sir. And it was kind of interesting what they had on Law and Order. They had the guy with the truck that drove in front of the train. And I see there's no comment there. This is a real odd thing that was...
Well, it's just all part of the fear-mongering. I mean, they're saying we're going to be hit, the London subway will be hit, the police chief says, of London, but we can't stop it from happening, just give up all your rights.
And that was on last night, Alex. on Law and Order. As far as the numerology thing, you said 7-7. Well, 2005 is a 7-2, so they rolled 3-7s. And the last thing I wanted to kind of notice as far as timing is concerned is that this happened right after London got the 2012 Olympic. So a good patsy for, I imagine, to blame this on would be the French. You could easily say that the French bombed London because they didn't win the Olympics, and again, the French are not falling in line with the economic community.
Well, I know one person seriously considering that as a possibility.
So if that happens, we should turn that light bulb on and say, hey, they're trying to, you know, point the gun at someone else.
Well, we're in the backyard. It's not a good idea to have a dump in your own backyard.
Well, I know this. It's certainly a distraction from the Karl Rove stuff, CAFTA, Alberto Gonzalez with the Supreme Court. All that now could sail through. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Police State 3, total enslavement. That's why I made Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. That's why I wrote 9/11 Descent to Tyranny. It's why I published Order Out of Chaos. It's why we have guests on like Simon Aronowitz who focus on this as well. You need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com if you want to learn the truth. You need to get Martial Law, the preeminent film exposing who the globalists are and how they carry out terror. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership to see all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, our best audio interviews. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. But go to InfoWars.com, order the new film, Martial Law. It also makes this broadcast possible if you believe in what we're doing here on the GCN radio network, not to be confused with some of the other so-called Patriot networks. GCN Live. .com, ladies and gentlemen, is the network website. I want to hurry now to these calls because, you know, of course, they've been loaded up since the start of the broadcast, and the callers all bring up so many important points. But let's just hammer through these. John and Tom and Bruce and George and everybody. Right now, Tom in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I basically want to bring up, I've lived in London for 15 years. I have many friends there. The numerology aspects of it, interesting, in the first reports they were saying that 11 bombs had gone off, 7 subway stations affected, BBC News, Fox News, 33 people died. It's interesting numerology.
It's on 7-7, the Madrid bombing was on 3-11, 911 days of 9-11. Again, the globalists
exactly.
are obsessed with numerology, leaving death's head cards at the sniper shootings, clear government op. Your phone's a little bit low audio-wise. Is that your
okay.
comment, Gil? I mean, is that your comment, Tom?
Yeah, basically, you know, 10 years ago, it was the boogeyman was the IRA as a pretext to, you know, keep troops in Ireland, and this is just keep troops in Iraq and keep us in the war on terrorism.
I agree with you. Thank you for the call. Your phone
Thank
is
you.
Just really, really breaking down on us. Quick comments,
okay.
Paul and Simon.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the domestic agenda, I see it. We've already got police chiefs saying things like they're bringing order out of the chaos. We've got Giuliani.
I know, we've got mainstream British news articles going, the police chiefs, quote, we're bringing order out of chaos. Now, that's an Illuminati maxim. That's why your book is called that. Paul, elaborate on that.
Well, yeah, it's the term that the Freemasons used from the Latin order ab chaos. Whether he meant it in that context remains to be seen, but you've got Giuliani on Sky News talking about 9/11 over and over again. You've got rumours of snipers at Canary Wharf shooting potential suicide bombers. And under those civil contingency laws, they're allowed to shoot people on site during
And that could be the Al-Qaeda agents carrying out the attack and then being dealt with to get rid of the evidence. Who knows? Again, we'll see. Simon, before we end this hour, your comments on what Tom just said, and we'll come back and talk to John, Bruce, and others.
Well, as Paul said, yeah, this is playing right into their agenda to reduce our civil liberties, and they're not having a lot of luck with the ID card and the database. It's
well,
just
former
because,
MI5 agent David Shaler said that in the last hour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just waiting now to turn up in the mail tomorrow, my yellow stars to pin to my clothes, and instructions to go and have a number tattooed to my arm.
Well, I mean, 60 Minutes says we all need an implantable chip to prove who the good people are, Andy Rooney.
Well, maybe they should just kill me now, then.
But meanwhile, they let all the foreigners pour in, don't they, Simon?
Well, that's right. Although, the funny thing is, Alex, you get harder workers out of the Eastern Europeans than you do out of people here.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with the third hour and go straight to your calls. Simon Aranowicz, journalist, ThoughtCrimeNews.com. Paul Watson, you know him. He runs PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll be right back with the third hour. Tons of news. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Terrorist.